Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Morning Yankee Show. It is Tuesday, June 16th, 2026. And let me tell you, chat, I did not know I'd be this geared up for a series against the Chicago White Sox. We're going to preview it in its entirety because it gets going tonight. Yankees were off yesterday. They were returning home back to the Bronx to begin a six-game homestand, three of which are against the Chicago White Sox. And the next three will be against the Cincinnati Reds. We'll preview that series come Friday morning. Of course, the Morning Yankee Show, we are live Monday through Friday here on the Yankees Avenue YouTube channel. Again, hope you all are doing great. It is a beautiful, beautiful day outside. And I'm geared up for tonight. We'll be live for all three games of this White Sox series. Watch party tonight probably will get going around 6:30, I want to say, for a good pregame. But yeah, man, I'm geared up. We're going to preview everything here because for those out of the loop, the White Sox are the best story in baseball so far this season. Obviously, just a couple years ago, they lost 120-something games. Now they're tied for first place in the American League Central with the Cleveland Guardians. And the Guardians just lost Jose Ramirez. And at least when you ask Chris Rose, who I'm around every single day, he didn't believe in Cleveland all that much. The vibe right now in Chicago is that this team is legit. This team is already obviously a contender, but it's a team that very well could go on to win the AL Central. And for all we know, this might be a postseason preview starting up tonight. Some are very much discussing the White Sox as the second best team in the AL behind us. Us, of course, being the New York Yankees, who are playing great ball lately. Before we dive into everything, just a quick little standings update. The Rays are the only team that played in the AL East yesterday, and they actually lost. I don't know why I said it like that. They've been losing a lot lately. But hey, no ball as far as we're concerned. I mean, I didn't really watch much. Probably the least amount of baseball I watched all season long yesterday, and we gained a half a game. So Yankees enter Tuesday today, one and a half games up on the Tampa Bay Rays. So that's good news, of course. But anyways, Morning Yankee Show live Monday through Friday. You guys know the deal. Drop a like on the stream if you do not mind. Subscribe if you are new. And again, we'll be live tonight in every game this series for the watch party against the White Sox. So with that all out of the way, let's get into a little series preview here. I feel like this might be the most like standard, like not standard, but very much like a professional preview of this White Sox series because I'm geared up and I kind of wanted to break it down for myself as well. Like I've known that, you know, they've been a very exciting team. I know that they're without Munetaka Murakami, who obviously was a very big storyline in baseball and he'll be coming back, but right now he's out with a hamstring strain. They've still been really, really good and they've won 11 out of the last 15. So as much as this is also previewing it for you guys too, this is just a discussion, kind of breaking it down for ourselves, because outside of how great they've been, I don't know the ins and outs of, you know, what the story is with them. Now I do, because I've done, you know, about a day and a half worth of research. I was listening to White Sox podcasts last night, which those do indeed exist. There's quite a few. And, you know, I was driving home yesterday and on both ways, I was listening to, a White Sox podcast, like getting the full loop on, you know, what the vibe is. And that fan base is geared up in general and rightfully so and geared up for this series. And as I mentioned myself, so am I. Whether you say postseason preview or not, or just the fact of, you know, typically you read a Yankees-White Sox series and it's, you know, all right, let's get fat and boast a record a little bit, or boost a record, I should say. Well, the Yankees are better than the White Sox, and part of this is, you know, while I'm going to be very respectful during this whole thing, and again, justifiably so, because the White Sox have been great. We've been talking about them in baseball today all the time. Yesterday, they were our lead title, our lead thumbnail. I kind of want to sweep them, Chad, because while they're the second best team in the American League, that's what some are saying, I think there is quite a gap. With that said, they definitely do deserve our respect. So three-game set begins tonight. Let's break down exactly, you know, what's been going on with them. So, of course, as I mentioned, they've won 11 of their last 15 games. And if you did not notice, the last week, they took two series against the two top teams in the National League, that, of course, being the Braves and the Dodgers. And the big gap here between the Yankees and the White Sox is not going to be offensively. The pitching is where there might be a big difference. Now, we'll get into the bullpen side of things. Their bullpen has some names and guys that have been good, but it's been kind of shaky, actually kind of similar to ours. But the starting rotation is really where there's a large gap. Not tonight, though. We'll preview that more a little bit later on, but it's Davis Martin going for the White Sox tonight. He's 9-2 with a 2-4. He's been terrific. Gerrit Cole will go in game one for the Yankees, but offensively, the White Sox are a damn good team and one of the best offenses in baseball, really. So you look at the league leaders in OPS, team-wise. The Yankees lead the American League with a 763 team OPS. The White Sox are not that far behind, third in the American League with a 737 OPS. I have all the stats here on the screen, but for those audio-only podcast-wise, you know, I want to make sure we get the real nitty and gritty here so you guys know what the deal is. They have six qualified hitters with an OPS above 750. Miguel Vargas has been great. Tristan Peters. Colson Montgomery has been terrific. Sam Antonacci, which some of these guys I'm not all that familiar with. But Vargas, Peters, Montgomery, Antonacci, Chase Meidroff have all been terrific. And all of those guys are above a 750 OPS. And not to mention, they just called up Brayden Montgomery, who's an outfielder, 33rd prospect in baseball. He literally just got called up last week. He's been great for them too. 826 OPS in five games. Not to base everything here off of OPS, but I also, in the past, I would very much just go WRC+, WRC+. I even had WRC+ initially on this graphic. But if I want to mention WRC+, I can say it, as I've now done four times on here. But, you know, you see the classic old MLB Network style comparison here on the screen. We got runs, we got OPS, homers, stolen bases, ERA. Some notes on that. So, in terms of offenses, the Yankees have the best offense in the American League right now. Whether you look at OPS, WRC+, I think runs scored as well. The runs scored, you know, it's kind of a weird stat because, you know, some teams play a couple more games. But nonetheless, Yankees, 358 runs scored to 333 for the White Sox. Stolen bases. By the way, let me correct that. Holy freaking cow. Oh my goodness. Now, this won't affect the audio-only listeners, but I'm going to correct this in live time because I want to make sure I hammer this home that I made an error on the stat graphic. Let me correct this really quick. Swap the stolen bases because the Yankees have 70 stolen bases. The White Sox have 52. The Yankees have been one of the best base-stealing teams in baseball, one of the best base-stealing teams in the American League. Anyways, these are two of the top offenses in the league going right now, and that's really what has, from my understanding, carried the White Sox. And again, we'll talk more about their pitching. Outside of tonight, the starting rotation has not been all that great. Their bullpen does have, again, some names in them, just to, you know, mention a few. Their back end, of course, we'll recognize the name Sir Anthony Dominguez. He is their closer. 3.81 ERA, which reliever ERA, you know, you got to be careful with. 12 for 15 in saves, Dominguez is. He's been a lot better lately from what I understand. Part of my research here was just like going through White Sox Reddit and kind of seeing what the vibe is, which, yo, if anybody can recognize like shill behavior, it's me. And I'm not saying this in a bad way whatsoever, but you know, when a team is playing well, everything is very much kind of sunshine and rainbows. With that said, White Sox fans seemingly are looking to upgrade the pitching side of things, whether it be the rotation and or the bullpen. But some names to, you know, keep in mind here. I'm not all that familiar with these guys. I mean, Sean Newcomb I'm aware of. But I know Newcomb's been good, Brian Hudson's been good, Grant Taylor have all been good. And from what I understand, based off of listening to the White Sox podcast last night, Sir Anthony Dominguez is their closer. He's been not great, but better lately. And the bridge to Dominguez is a mix of those guys, Hudson, Taylor, Newcomb, some other arms as well. Very much matchup-based, platoon-based. Like, they kind of navigate their way there very much based off of who's coming up in the order, which is, you know, not all that crazy to say. It's baseball. That's kind of how the game works this day and age. We do the exact same thing. But from what I understand, if there were an Achilles heel of this team or a team that are part of this White Sox team that Chicago fans want to be improved upon, the offense they're chilling with, again, they're the third best offense per OPS in the American League. They're one of the best offenses in baseball right now. And that is even without Munetaka Murakami, who again, what was Murakami doing? I have his stats up here somewhere. Murakami, 20 homers with a 938 OPS. He's been sidelined since the end of May with a hamstring strain. So, you know, just like we're missing Judge but still playing well, the White Sox are missing Murakami and still playing well. So offensively, they seem to be in a good spot. But from what I understand, the vibe that I get reading White Sox Reddit, listening to this podcast, they don't feel great about their pitching outside of their game one starter tonight, which is a again, Davis Martin, who's been terrific, 9-2 record with a 2.4 ERA. Also, too, just some random notes here with the White Sox. Not even that random, actually. So we mentioned six qualified hitters with an OPS above 750. Vargas has been great. Peters has been great. Colson Montgomery, Sam Antonacci, Chase Meidroff have been like kind of leading the charge, if you will. That's what I mean when I say it's been very much like I feel like I'm on MLB Now preview. Like, those are the guys that are going to be leading the charge for the White Sox. But yes, they've been great, and that's a big part why their offense has been one of the better lineups in the league. I know a lot of you will know this because if you're, again, we always say this, like if you're watching this show, chances are, if you're watching a morning Yankee show, like you're probably very much deep into the weeds of this team day in and day out. But remember Randall Grichuk? Which, you know, the Yankees probably, definitely right now would be like, man, I kind of wish we still had him. Although we're chilling, but obviously all the injuries we've had to the outfielders, Grichuk we know was brought on to hit against left-handed pitching, and the Yankees have been playing Spencer Jones in center field, and, you know, he's been great. We have Jason Dominguez back. Those two, although Jason might be fine against lefties for all we know. He had a nice double down the line. We know he's been good against lefties this year in the minor leagues, looked good against them in spring training. So for all we know, Dominguez is going to be just fine against lefties, which is kind of what the Yankees always said. Like, he just needs to get at-bats against them. Anyways, we know that, you know, against a left-handed pitcher, which we will face one this week in, I believe it's, there's a lefty, I'll figure it out. I think it's, Anthony Kay. We're facing Anthony Kay in game two. That's the one lefty starter we'll be facing. Reminder, of course, the Yankees have been kind of far and away the best team in baseball against left-handed pitching. Anyways, what I was going to say is, we know they've been sitting Jones against a lefty, and even Trent Grisham, despite him being much better this year against lefties, they like to play the platoon game. This Yankee team is very much built off platoons, and that's why they initially brought on Randall Grichuk. The Yankees would probably like to have Randall Grichuk right now. It's kind of the long-winded way of what I'm trying to say here. Anyways, Randall Grichuk, we DFA'd him, and he's now with the White Sox. In 27 games for the White Sox, Randall Grichuk has 6 home runs and a 1.027 OPS. 6 home runs and a 1.027 OPS in 27 games. That's a good little sample size right there for Randall Grichuk. You know what? I'm happy for him. So there's some familiar faces with this White Sox team, not just Grichuk. Andrew Benintendi, of course, signed a 4-year deal with them back in a couple of years. I think this is his third year in, maybe. He signed with them after we acquired him in 2022. And, you know, it was a shame, by the way, random side note, Andrew Benintendi was starting to hit a little bit. And I do feel always a little bit bad for Brian Cashman's trade deadline. Not Frankie Montas, because they acquired him, seemingly at the time, knowing there was some concern with his shoulder. So that was foolish. But man, like after 2022, the deadline's already done. That's when DJ hurt his toe. That's when Matt Carpenter breaks his foot in Seattle. This is literally, like, deadline was July 31st. August 2nd, all these things happen. Like, DJ gets hurt. Carpenter gets hurt. And then Andrew Benintendi finally started to swing a little bit well, and he goes down. Anyways, nonetheless, that was 2022. He becomes a free agent, signs a 4-year deal with the White Sox. He's now, I believe, 3, 4, 5. Oh, this might actually be, I guess this might be his fourth and final year with the White Sox. Anyways, he's been pretty solid for them. Benintendi, familiar face. Great. Randall Grichuk, we already talked about, familiar face. Everson Pereira, of course, former Yankee top 10 prospect, and he made his debut with us, and, you know, he always performed well in the minor leagues. We traded him to the Rays for, I didn't have this written down, now I'm just going off memory. I believe it was the Jose Caballero deal. Chet, or in the comments, if you're watching on replay, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe it was Everson Pereira in the Jose Caballero deal. Anyways, nonetheless, some familiar faces. Pereira, Grichuk, and Andrew Benintendi. But yeah, the main story that's going well for the White Sox, besides them just winning games, is the reason why they're winning a lot of games is because their offense is one of the best in the American League. So that's kind of like the bottom line to know about them in that regard. What is going well for the White Sox is their offense is great. We're, per the stats, and, you know, some may push back on this, but if you still push back on the Yankees that they're one of the best offenses in baseball, I mean, I think you're kind of crazy. As you always say, like, your opinion is as good as mine. The only opinion I'll ever, like, really discount is more so a mindset of the doom and gloom. Like I always say, you know, there's a certain sector of the fan base that is like, everything is miserable. We're going to get hit by a giant meteor. We're all going to die, and nothing ever is going to happen. Like, that sector of the fan base aside, I hear you on always having, you know, some concerns. And a lot of those who do have concerns with this Yankee offense watch the teams in the 90s. Trust me, I wish I could say the same, but I can't. And throughout, you know, my tenure as a Yankee fan, which is 2011 on, great offenses in the regular season, then come the postseason, it feels often that, you know, against good pitching, they stop hitting. Which I'll tell you, I get that from like a PTSD perspective. And honestly, that was more of an issue back in like the Kevin Long days. Like the 2010 to 2012 Yankees had that issue a lot. And not to say the Judge and Boone era didn't, but a point I always harp on is like a big reason, the largest reason why we got bounced last year was way more on the pitching than the offense. Anyways, part of the reason I bring this up is, well, I have no idea, but I'm going to keep making my point with it. I had a comment yesterday on Yankee Stat. The guy wasn't being a punk. He was just saying something that still concerns me. This Yankee team doesn't hit good pitching. That's very much not the case. I mean, think about all the instances we've seen this year where, I mean, take, you don't want to just grab one instance, but I got a few for you. The second season started, Logan Webb is one of the better pitchers in the NL, one of the best pitchers in the National League, one of the best pitchers in baseball. We put up five runs against him. Think about what we did against most recently in Toronto. Louis Varland has been one of the best closers in baseball. Paul Goldschmidt, go ahead, two-run blast in the ninth. Yesterday, Ben Rice's home run and the Yankees' explosion in the ninth in game three was against, I think his first name is Brandon, but Fisher in the Blue Jays bullpen. He's been really good. Starting pitching-wise, though, keep it with the Blue Jays. Dylan Cease, what did we do against him? We put up five against Dylan Cease. What did we do against Jacob deGrom? Six runs against Dylan Cease. Whether it be, you know, a total, like, ultimate amount of runs scored, which is, like, you know, putting up a nice five or six spot, whatever it may be, or just more often than not with this Yankee team, we have seen them grind through at-bats, especially come second time through the order. You know, always a team will, like, be better second time through the order against any pitcher. That's kind of how that rolls, especially third time through. But something I've really made sure I keep in mind with this, like, Yankee team is be patient first time through, because it always kind of seems like they're establishing their plan of attack, and then second time through, that's when they strike. So whether it be putting up a big five spot or six spot against a DeGrom or against a Cease, against whoever. Now, there's exceptions, of course. You know, like Nathan Eovaldi owns us. Jacob Mizrowski is, like, legitimately the best pitcher in baseball. And, you know, that's fine. Like, good pitchers are good pitchers. Like, that's kind of how that works. But they also can grind through at-bats and get a starting pitcher who's really good, get him out early. Or, you know, he could be great against us for four or five, and then come the sixth, we either knock him around, finally strike, or, you know, get to the bullpen. Again, in the case of the White Sox bullpen, they have arms, they have names, they seemingly are, like, decent. If you want to go by just, like, team bullpen ERA, which, again, this is where you very much get into, like, MLB Network type stuff. Not that MLB Network doesn't give you good analysis, but, like, you know what I'm saying? Team bullpen ERA is kind of, like, whatever. But, like, for example, the Yankees, like, we know our bullpen has to be upgraded. And it better be upgraded. And if not, that's, you know, the only reason that we shouldn't be back in the World Series. And by then, we look at it as a playoff series, baseball, and we'll preview that then. But in terms of getting back to the World Series, the only thing that would stop us is the bullpen. But I anticipate that bullpen will be upgraded. I think it's pretty set in stone. Yankees will add relievers. Yankees will add a right-handed hitting catcher, whether that's Ryan Jeffers, Kyle Higashioka. I'm pretty set on Ryan Jeffers, but who should be coming off the IL in a couple weeks for the Twins. But Yankees are third in the American League in bullpen ERA at a 3.38. If you were to just take that at surface level, it's like, oh, Yankees bullpen is pretty good. And in fairness, like, it has been good. I mean, there's issues. The depth of it is very much an issue. And Bednar, I've always been, you know, a Bednar supporter. But even for those who aren't, like, you got to admit, like, he's been much better lately. And, you know, Cruz, we know, has been great. He's gotten us out of a lot of jams. Brent Hedrick has been a godsend. Tim Hill continues, you know, to be a dog. Even Camilo Devall's also looking a little bit better lately. There's always some noise going on outside. I don't even know what they're doing. But bullpen ERA, the White Sox, while the Yankees are third in the American League at a 3.38, the White Sox bullpen ERA is eighth in the American League at a 4.23. So, I mean, from what I understand, again, very much going off of, like, White Sox, Reddit, if there was an area of their team that they don't love, certainly not the offense. The offense is great. The stats back that up. Everything they say backs it up. And just, you know, hearing the vibe of their team, they are an offense-focused squad. Their pitching is kind of their issue, whether it be the starting pitching, from what it sounds like, outside of tonight's starter for them, Davis Martin, or their bullpen. Again, Sir Anthony Dominguez, their closer, who they signed this past offseason, he's been better lately, but still 12 for 15 in saves, 3.80 ERA. He hasn't been great. And here's another look at the side-by-side. But, yeah, so we'll kind of see how that unfolds. It's tough to really preview a bullpen without, you know, watching them every single day. But, again, there's names out there that have been really good for them. You know, Sean Newcomb again, Brian Hudson, Grant Taylor have all been pretty damn good. And from what I understand, like many other teams, the matchups are the bullpen bridge to Dominguez, their closer, is very much matchup-based. But, so, yeah, that's kind of like the straight-up, like, on-paper series preview. The offense for the White Sox is one of the best in baseball. Their pitching is not great, but they have arms. Tonight's starter, Davis Martin, has been one of the best pitchers in baseball, 9-2, 2.41 ERA. And all this has led to the White Sox being tied for first place, as we currently speak, entering tonight's series for first place in the American League Central with the Guardians. And with that, you know, it has a lot of people discussing the possibility, like, is this a potential postseason preview. It very well could be. I mean, it's so hard to think about what, you know, the playoff bracket is going to look like, at least in the American League. I mean, the joke we would always make, but it's not a joke, is like, even now, as we get into like June 16th, like one good week could put you at, you know, if you're teetering around 500, like the Mariners right now, who still haven't like taken off, though it seems like every other week they're about to, but they're still like one game over 500. The Rangers right now are below 500, like right at 500. But like one good week in this American League, I mean, kind of like where the White Sox are at, like they've been hot lately. 11 of the last 15, they've won. For a minute, they were, and this still was a good spot for them because comparing where they were, like you're around 500, then you have a good week or two, and all of a sudden you find yourselves with one of the best records in the AL. So it's so hard to really predict, you know, what teams, what the bracket's going to look like come the postseason, and obviously we're still a ways away from that. And that falls in line also with, it's kind of hard to predict like or call out like certain names trade-wise because you don't know who's going to be available. You don't know which teams are going to be in it. Now, with that said, there are some teams that have very much like made it clear that they will slash should be selling. Like the Red Sox are one of them. I'm trying to think too. But like the Royals have really had a disappointing year. There's bottom dwellers, no doubt about it. But for any team that's, whether it's teetering 500 or even just like a couple games below, like they're very much still in the mix. Anyways, the point with that is we have no idea what the postseason bracket's going to look like. But what does seem at this point relatively certain is that the White Sox are going to be in the mix. The White Sox might be the division winners in the AL Central. At the very least, it seems like they're headed towards a playoff spot. And could this be a potential postseason preview? Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, with that said, I'm having a freaking blast here previewing. Like, I'm pumped for tonight, if you guys can't tell. I love, you guys know, I love, like, box office storylines. The White Sox are exciting as hell. I love being able to get geared up about a series. And that's absolutely, my whole day today is about Yankees-White Sox, yo. Yankees-White Sox. This is the talk of the town. Everybody's talking about it. So here's where I get into like Yankee fan mode a little bit, a lot of it. I kind of want to take care of business and be like, all right, you guys might be the second best team in the AL, and I'll give you that. And that's a damn good compliment to them. I want to sweep chat. I want to be like, yo, you guys, not to be like, oh, you're cute. They're actually a good team. Like, I'm really not being, for any White Sox fans listening here, like, I hope you know by now, like, I am not being a punk. Like, I respect you guys. I would like to think slash, I know you guys respect us too. And let's be honest here, while the White Sox, whether it's second best team in the AL, third best team in the AL, the Rays continue to fall back down to earth, very much so, as you know we kind of all predicted. Not to ever play the I told you so game because nobody gives a damn. I hate that shit. It's not about my takes, not about your takes. It's about the Yankees winning. That's all I care about. But the Rays, as we kind of knew, would fall back down to earth, and that's continued to happen. But anyways, let's just say the White Sox are the second best team in the AL, which they very well could be. There is a gap. There's a large gap. And you know, while it's very similar to be like, your offense is good, but their pitching isn't great. Well, obviously, that's half the game. And the Yankees not only are in a pretty good spot pitching-wise, particularly in the starting rotation, while still having enough to navigate in the meantime bullpen-wise, which, again, the bullpen we know has to be upgraded, and that is the one part of this team that truly is not World Series caliber right now. And that includes a catcher. Like, they're going to get a catcher. I think it's going to be Ryan Jeffers. Could be a guy like Kyle Higashioka or some sort of right-handed bat. The problem has evolved into something even more than we initially thought, which was just like, all right, you want to have ideally a right-handed hitting backup catcher. Now it's like, granted, we'll see what Wells looks like when he comes back, but you can get by. Like, if the Yankees were to, and I think they will get a catcher, but as long as the bullpen's upgraded with everything else, like, not everything has to be perfect. Like, if Wells is batting ninth, like, and his defense is good, you can't discount that. Like, as long as the bullpen is upgraded, Austin Wells catching, batting ninth with his defense isn't going to, like, be the thing to, like, be petrified about what will stop us from getting back to the World Series and potentially winning it all. The bullpen, though, very much is. Anyways, the point is here, the White Sox very well may be, and I think at this point you should say they are the second best team in the AL, especially when you consider, you know, if we're looking at this from like a power rankings perspective, you know, they're trending up. Word up. There's a gap. There's a big gap. Even if you were to put their offense on the same bar, which I think that would be a fair take, especially, you know, us not having Judge. They also don't have Murakami. And again, both teams are playing well without their respective stars. Anytime I use like words that are relatively like, that wasn't even a big word, but like, I have to do it in that voice because it makes me seem like I'm like, you know, that's like my Chris Rose voice because I don't talk like that. Although doing this morning show every single day, all of a sudden, it's helping my articulation greatly. Jordan Peterson would be proud. But no, nothing to do with political beliefs, by the way. I just, OG Jordan Peterson is a good guy. Okay. Anyways, there's a gap, and I want to make that gap clear, and this is where I become very much a fan. I want to, like, tonight's going to be tough. Tonight's going to be the toughest one of them all because we're facing Davis Martin. I want to lay down the law a little bit, yo, even without the judge in town. I'm sure I'll be in the dugout, but I want to lay down the law, and I know I never, ever call for a sweep. And this is not in the way I'm discussing this now. Like, when I say I rarely ever call for a sweep, the times where I do will be like, the White Sox 2 years ago going to the series would be like, all right, this is a team you should sweep. That's not what I'm saying about this series. I'm not saying this is a team that you should sweep. I'm saying this is a team that you're better than. Well, they're really good. This is a team you're better than, and you should take 2 out of 3. That's what you should do. And if they do that, word up, we're chilling. From a fan perspective, naturally, with everything that's been talking about with the White Sox, which I'm very glad is being discussed in that way, I want to be like, all right, let's have some fun here. I am rooting hard for a Yankees sweep, and I think they can do it. Tonight will be the toughest task, though. Again, it's Garrett Cole going for us in game one. You have Cole versus Davis Martin, which Martin now we've discussed at great length. Also, something else to keep in mind, too, is let me get the exact records up on here. But here it is. So the White Sox have been much better at home. Here's one I'll give to the White Sox. I don't know if this is still the case. Is their home ballpark still named Guaranteed Rate Field? That's the one diss I'll throw your guys' way. I mean, that's not great. What did it used to be? Or is it U.S. Cellular? Is that what it was before? Anywho, the White Sox, 24-12 at home this year. Not nearly as good on the road, 14-20. Now, admittedly, it's slipping my mind if these series against... I think the series against the Dodgers was at home, I'm pretty sure. Yes, it was. It was in Chicago. I don't know where they played the Braves, if they were in Atlanta or if they were in Chicago. But something to keep in mind, again, the White Sox have been way better at home, 24-12 in Chicago, 14-20 away from Chicago. And obviously, they're going to be away from Chicago in this series, 3 games in the Bronx. But yeah, game one, Davis Martin versus Garrett Cole. Cole, obviously, first 2 starts back from TJ were terrific, and it kind of like quieted down my concerns a little bit, which was not about him. It was, you know, we got to make sure we're patient with Cole. And I was not like fearful because in the end, like who cares? Like whether nobody cares what I say, nobody cares like you say respectfully. It's like all we care about is performance. In the end, like if I'm not worried about Cole and his return from TJ long term, then like nothing to actually be concerned about. But like I was kept hammering home, and a lot of you guys were too, that like, yo, we're excited to have Cole back. Cole come October, like we're going to be chilling. But be patient with him early on. His first 2 starts were like, all right, never mind. I guess Cole's back and ready to go. His last 2 have not been great, both of which were against the Cleveland Guardians. Very 2 different, you know, he gave up 4 runs, I believe, in both. Very 2 different 4-run outings. The first one was they kind of just hit him. The second one was, I think it was a little bit hot in Cleveland. And, you know, here's where, you know, dad bod Garrett Cole maybe plays a role. Like, Cole even admitted, like, he was gassed. He was gassed in that start against Cleveland. It was a, I don't know if it was a date. It was hot, though, and you could just tell. You saw Cole's face was beat red. There was a lot of, like, long, taxing innings. The Yankees seemingly against Cleveland were really playing a lot of sloppy defense. That all slips my mind if you know, that played a role in one of Cole's starts in particular, in Cleveland at least. But Cole, 2 really good starts, 2 not-so-good starts. Here he's back in the Bronx, and we'll be going in game one for the Yankees against Davis Martin. So tonight, box office pitching matchup, can't wait. And again, this will be, like, the toughest of the 3 games, at least the way you anticipate it going in. And Yankee fan had a funny comment yesterday, which I totally understand what he's saying. He's like, knowing the Yankees and kind of how they operate the last few years, it's like, we'll put up a 6 spot against Davis Martin tonight, and then like Anthony Kay and Sean Burke will like shut us out over 6 the next 2 days. Because often it's like, not that those guys are no names, but you know, the main guy that you fear, like the Yankees will like surprise you and, you know, yeah, put up 6 against them, do well. And then the next 2, it's like, oh, these guys we should hit, and then they don't. That's more so a case from prior seasons. But game 2 will be the lefty, Anthony Kay, who he was, of course, former Mets prospect, traded to the Blue Jays in their deal for Marcus Stroman in 2019. He's now with the White Sox. He's 6-1. He has a 4.34 ERA. Again, the Yankees have been the best hitting team in baseball against left-handed pitching. And that'll probably be a game where we see Anthony Volpe at shortstop, which, hey, in fairness to Volpe, he had a damn good game against Toronto on Sunday. 2 big RBI singles, also looked pretty good defensively too. Volpe, for the most part, like if I were to take that relay throw from against Boston aside, defensively, honestly, he's been fine, but Caballero, this is more so the argument here, is Caballero's more than fine at shortstop. Caballero is terrific, and also he is a better at bat. Again, celebrating what Volpe did on Sunday, Caballero is a better at bat. He not to use this as the argument for why you start him over Volpe, but like things like what he does against like the Blue Jays and everything we've seen all season where, you know, the 8 second pitch clock thing or whatever, which he was totally well within his rights to do so. That's the rule. We talked about that yesterday at great length. The gamesmanship, like the ball player, like the competitive edge, like there is a difference even offensively, I think, despite the metrics suggesting they're actually very similar in terms of like true offensive talent, Caballero to Volpe. But even if they are, even if all things are equal, which I really don't consider them to be, defensively they're not. Like, Volpe's a fine shortstop. I do believe that. At full health, and so far, again, that relay throw, like when you just have one mistake, and that's like the one big glaring mistake, and that was truly what had me to the point where, all right, Caballero I want starting a shortstop every single day, but against lefties, I can understand, because Volpe's decent against lefties, starting. After that relay throw, I was like, I don't want any more to do with it. I'm not one that says F Volpe, death to Anthony Volpe, all that crap like some people talk about, which is how they've, a lot of people have been talking about Volpe since his third week as a Yankee, which I think is ridiculous. But that said, Volpe is no longer my shortstop of the future. By the way, George Lombard, we have a sustained period of success at AAA. Lombard is raking over a nice long sample size at AAA. Maybe we'll talk about that in just a little bit before we get out of here. But expect Volpe at the very least to be starting game two against the left-hander Anthony Kay, which game two will be for us, Carlos Rodon, who's been much better. He has more of the standard trajectory since coming back from an injury. You know, Cole shocked us and was great right out of the gate. Rodon wasn't. He was rusty. He's been much better as of late. And even last time against Cleveland, gave up 3 runs, wasn't great. He also didn't get aided by much good defense either. But he's been going 6 innings. He's been helping us win games in the start against Cleveland the first time out at home. He was the only pitcher that pitched well in that series in the Bronx against the Guardians and won us that game. Rodon, not to do this whole thing right now because we've talked this in the past, but if you're not aware, Carlos Rodon has been one of the best starters, one of the best starters in the American League since the start of 2025. Simple as that. I am a pro Rodon guy. I think a lot of people have 2023 fixated in their mind. Carlos Rodon is good. And by the way, Carlos Rodon, who's been one of the best starting pitchers in the American League since the start of 2025, is our game 4 start in the postseason. Anyways, he'll go in game 2, Anthony Kay against Carlos Rodon. So battle the lefties in game 2. Game 3 will be right-hander Sean Burke, who's made some relief appearances, I believe, for the White Sox, but now is more so in the starting rotation. Right-hander, don't know much about him. He's 3-4 with a 4.15. And then game 3 will be Ryan Weathers, who's been struggling lately. His ERA is now up to a 4.36. He'll go for the Yankees in game 3. His fastball's getting hit. He's given up a lot of homers. And right now, he seems like the easy bet to be moved to the bullpen come the return of Max Fried, which we're probably still looking at. I would just say second half of Fried, which is fine. We can get by. We are getting by. And the main thing with all these guys, whether it be Judge, Stanton, Grisham, Fried, like you want them back, ready to go for the postseason. And if anything, this could serve to their benefit, giving them some rest, honestly. So and that's not even me being a shill. Like I truly do feel that way. But yes, Weathers is likely the one, the odd man out at this point, no doubt, because he's getting hit. I do look forward to him in the bullpen, truly. I think will be great. The fastball, like, it's insane because like the fastball, you know, he throws it really hard. It's getting hit though. It's getting hit and he's giving up a lot. He's giving up like, there's only a couple pitchers of baseball that have given up more home runs or at a higher rate than Ryan Weathers has. He'll go in game 3. So tonight, Davis Martin versus Gerrit Cole. Terrific pitching matchup. Davis Martin's been one of the best pitchers in the AL. Gerrit Cole is Gerrit Cole. Looking to bounce back though after a couple of rough starts. Game 2, lefty battle of the lefties, Anthony Kay against Carlos Rodon. Again, we know the Yankees have been one of the best hitting teams in baseball against lefties for a minute now. And then game 3, right-hander Sean Burke versus the lefty Ryan Weathers. So yeah, dude, I'm pumped up for this series. We don't always do a full, like, complete series preview and a breakdown. Hopefully we did it justice here. But yeah, some are saying this is a postseason preview. Word up. At the very least, some are, and rightfully so, calling the White Sox possibly the second best team in the American League right now. At least, again, if you go by, like, power rankings type vibe, like, who's hot and who has, you know, one of the better records in the AL, it is indeed the White Sox. Main thing here, bottom line is their lineup is really good. Their pitching has arms, but it's a little bit shaky and inconsistent. Martin, we've covered now at great length. Like, he's great. And also, too, like, read into a little bit of Martin more. Like, I think he throws, like, 6 pitches. He, like, completely overhauled his mechanics and all that. So, like, past years, not so much success. I think last year, like, a something ERA in the 4s. This year, he's been terrific. So, tonight is the best case for the White Sox rotation-wise, starting pitching-wise, because Martin's far and away their best starter. After that, him aside, and some good relievers aside, their pitching staff has been where White Sox fans have been like, all right, we got a team, we got a good offense, good lineup. we need to upgrade our pitching, which, hey, we're in that same boat to a degree, much lesser of a degree. We just need to upgrade our bullpen, which we'll also do internally with, Weathers to the bullpen, LeGrand, hey, up, and obviously, you know, come the playoffs when you have a four-man staff, that would then also include at full health, knock on wood, like Will Warren will eventually also be in the bullpen as well, because come October, our four-man would be some variation of Cole, Fried, Cam, Rodon. Not in that order necessarily, but yeah, so Warren at some point, like come October, will be in the bullpen anyways. So the bullpen is going to get better for the Yankees, but, you know, we're obviously not perfect either. What, at least compared to the rest of the league, is not only perfect, but really good for both these teams is their offense. Yankees, number one in the American League in OPS. White Sox, third in the American League in OPS. Yankees steal a lot of bases. White Sox are closer towards middle of the pack. And again, if you just go by ERA comparison, Yankees is a complete unit. Their staff, 3.32 ERA, that leads the American League. White Sox, 4.29, that's, again, closer to the middle of the pack. I am pumped for this series. Three-game set, Yankees versus White Sox in the Bronx. Yeah, we're back home. And again, we'll be live for all three games. Tonight, we'll get going around 6:30 for our pregame. And then first pitch will be at 7:05 on YES. Tuesday's game tonight on YES. Wednesday, tomorrow, Amazon Prime. Thursday, back on YES. All three of these are night games, 7:05, 7:05, 7:05. And again, game one, Garrett Cole. Game two, Carlos Rodon. Game three, Ryan Weathers for the White Sox. Game one, Davis Martin. Game two, Anthony Kay, the lefty. And then game three, the righty, Sean Burke. That's going to do it for this episode, Chad. I do have to go into the office today, which, you know, I don't mind because it is a beautiful day outside. But yeah, yo, things are good right now. Yankees are getting through without Judge. Again, since officially placing him on the IL, they are 5-2, which that's how I like to look at that stat, because it's about the mindset. Like, all right, we're going to be without Judge for a minute, probably until August, though. He's telling people first series out of the break. We're 5-2 since officially placing Judge on the IL. That's the line of demarcation for me. Because, yeah, we were without him for a couple games. But like now, like since being known that he was going to be out for a couple months, Yankees are getting through. Still, one day at a time, the White Sox are a team clearly to be taken seriously, and I'm obviously taking them seriously. I didn't think I'd be doing a whole series breakdown preview of them going into tonight. But with that said, here's where the fan in me comes out. I want to lay down the law a little bit and be like, all right, you guys might be the second best team in the AL, but there is a gap. I'm rooting for a sweep. But obviously tonight will be the toughest test, Davis Martin on the bump for Chicago. That's going to do it for this episode, Chad. If you don't mind, click like on the stream before we get out of here. Subscribe if you're new. We're live Monday through Friday, the Morning Yankee Show. Tomorrow, I'll let you guys know what time, but it'll either be 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. I think tomorrow may be a 9 a.m. episode. But yeah, obviously, you know, we'll preview or recap everything from whatever happens in tonight's game. Also may talk a little bit of George Lombard Jr. as well. By the way, George Lombard Jr., let's see here. It's, let me see. Last, shout out to at Yankees Apple on Twitter had this. Last 100 at-bats, this is as of yesterday, last 100 at-bats for George Lombard Jr. in AAA. Hitting .280, .388 on base, .510 slugging, and .898 OPS for George Lombard Jr. .134 WRC+. Plus. .397 expected weighted on base average. And George Lombard Jr., we know, just like Judge, just like a lot of guys, gets to a new level, struggles, then adjusts. Just to like make this simple in our heads about how this is a very possible and tangible thought that he could come up this year. Just imagine like .898 OPS for George Lombard. Like take out those first 2 weeks in AAA where he was struggling. And again, you can't take him out, but like who cares? Because we just presented the facts, which is he struggles initially, then adjusts. If you were to just see, like, remember Yanks called him up to AAA, and it's like direct Jack Curry said, the great line of, he's now one phone call away. And then you're like, all right, let's see how Mr. One Phone Call Away, our top prospect, is doing in AAA, .898 OPS. I mean, what would you be saying? Like, we're there. Not there yet, but it's this year's in. We're there this year, and it very well is a conversation that we might have tomorrow. That's new for this episode. I got to get out of here. Hope you all have a great Tuesday, and I'll see you tonight. Watch party starts for the pregame at 6:30, first pitch at 7:05. Garrett Cole versus Davis Martin. Three-game set, potential postseason preview. Yankees versus White Sox in the Bronx. I'll see you guys later tonight. Till then, have a great day, and let's go Yanks.